السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد. وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين، لا سيما بقية الله في الأرضين، أجل الله تعالى فرجه الشريف. In our series on dignity in Islam, we reached the point that explains how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given honor and dignity to all mankind. لَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمْ. And as we mentioned, Allama Tabatabai rahmatullah alayhi says that this dignity is given to all children of Adam, including those who have no faith, those who are polytheists, and those who are sinful. Al-Kuffar, wal-Mushrikeen, wal-Fussaq, all because of being human being, they have some level of honor and dignity that they themselves should appreciate and safeguard, and other people should appreciate and respect. But on top of that, those who are pious, they have more honor. And among those who are pious, those who are more pious, they have more honor. Inna akramakum indallah atqakum. Now we want to refer to some of the characteristics of those people who have preserved in themselves this honor that Allah has given them and let it grow. It's very important. Allah has given us the capital, like He has planted in us the seed for karama. But then we have to become kareem. It means that you have to grow that seed till it becomes a full-fledged, fully flourished tree of honor and dignity. So those who have become really honorable, those who have dignity, they have certain characteristics. Yesterday I mentioned two hadiths from Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam in this regard, and we want to continue with this discussion. One of the things that we find in our hadith is that those who have honored themselves and have developed an honorable personality, for them this material life becomes insignificant. Because significance, greatness are relative. When you want to judge whether something is great or small, then you need to compare two things at least, maybe sometimes more than two things. Compare them with each other and say, okay, this is greater than the other, or the other is smaller than this. If someone is in himself or herself great, he possesses that great quality of honor that Allah has given us, that karama that Allah has given us, and then he talks about this material life, about money, about power, about position, about fame, they would say these are not important, because he himself has a treasure of value inside. For him, dunya is not very attractive. But if there is no self-esteem, if there is no self-honor inside, then even few thousand pounds can make him mad. Forget those people, just for few pounds they tell lies. But Unfortunately, some people just with few thousand pounds they become mad, and if you give them, you know, 1 million pounds, then some people may do everything for you. But for a mu'min, dunya is insignificant. Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam says, "Man karumat nafsuh, saghurat ad-dunya fi 'aynih." The one whose soul, whose self is honorable, then this material world for him is very little. In his eyes, this world is nothing. In Nahjul Balagha, we have also Amir al-Mu'mineen's description of a brother in faith. He says, you know, kana li fi ma madha akhun fillah. Commentators have differences of opinions about who was that brother in faith. Some people say maybe a prophet, maybe some people say maybe Abu Dhar. Amir al-Mu'mineen says one of the qualities of that brother in faith was that for him dunya was very little. كَانَ يُعْظِمُهُ فِي عَيْنِي صِغَرُ الدُّنْيَا فِي عَيْنِهِ. What was making him great in my eye, in my sight, was that dunya was very little in his sight. So it means he was bigger than dunya. So therefore he was important for me. He was a great personality for me because dunya for him was very little. So here also he says, مَنْ كَرُمَتْ نَفْسُهُ سَغُرَتْ الدُّنْيَا فِي عَيْنِهِ. There is a famous hadith from Amir al-Mu'mineen, and interestingly, I found that in some sources, Amir al-Mu'mineen mentions also the term Kareem. In most of the sources, it says, أَلَا حُرٌ يَدَعُ هَذِهِ اللُّمَاذَةَ لِأَهْلِهَا. But in some sources, like Majmu' ad-Dwarram says, "Ala hurrun kareemun." Is there any noble person who would leave aside this lomada? Referring to dunya, Amir al-Mu'mineen uses the expression lomada. He says, leaves this lomada for its own people. What is lomada? I think, you know, no one like Amir al-Mu'mineen has disregarded dunya. The way Amir al-Mu'mineen describes dunya is very much showing the insignificance of dunya. Like, for example, after the ans, you know, in that khutbah Sheikh Shaghiyeh, he says, I think it's khutbah Sheikh Shaghiyeh, that it's like the water which comes down from the nose of the goat. Here he says dunya is lomada. Lomada is what remains from food in your mouth. When you have your meal and you finish, then little pieces of food remain between your, you know, teeth, you know, in your mouth. That is lomada. Amir al-Mu'mineen says this dunya is lomada. Is there any honorable person who would leave this for the people who are after it? Why you are fighting over this little thing? Ala hurrun. And in some places, ala hurrun kareemun yada'u hadhihi lumadhata li ahliha. إِنَّهُ لَيْسَ لِأَنفُسِكُمْ ثَمَنٌ إِلَّا الْجَنَّةِ. Beware, there is no price for you except heaven. فَلَا تَبِيعُهَا إِلَّا بِهَا. Don't sell yourself cheap. Your price, your value is heaven. If you are pleased with anything less than heaven, you have sold yourself very cheap. This dunya is nothing to replace your honor with it. So, Those who are kareem, those who enjoy that self-esteem, that self-honor, self-respect, they would not consider dunya, whether it's money, fame, position, sex, significant. These are nothing. Second, those who are kareem, honorable, are loyal to their promises. Those who are mean, those who are empty from honor, they easily promise and easily forget. It doesn't matter for them if they have promised or not promised. Every day they are a different person. You know, one of the worst things is to deal with people that they have no regard even for what they themselves have told you. You cannot trust them. They promise you something and another day they forget, or they say, okay, that day I said this, but now I changed my mind. Today I think differently. You know, in the past, this was a sign of being a man, that when you promise, you keep it. Otherwise, you are not a man. Even sometimes they used to give a piece of their hair, yeah, from their beard. That it means that if I don't keep my promise, I am not a man. This is not man opposite to woman. This is man in the sense of what we say in Farsi, Jawan Mard, or in Arabic we say Fata, means being an honorable person. So it was very important for them, no matter what would be the cost, their promise was the promise. You can be 100% sure that this person is going to keep his promise. Unfortunately, now even people sign, and even sometimes, you know, you take them to legal office, they sign it in the legal office, and still they forget, or they don't, you know, commit themselves. So our hadith says that one of the characteristics of the people who have honor for themselves is that they are very loyal to the promises they have made, to the contracts that they have signed, to the treaties that they have made. For example, Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam said, Al-Kareem idha wa'ada wafa. The one who is honorable, when he promises, he is loyal. Wa idha tawa'ada afa. But if he promises to do something as a kind of punishment, he will forgive. For example, he says, if you do this for me, I am going to do this for you. He will give this promise. But he says, if you do this bad thing, I am going to punish you, then he may disregard that. This type of promise, which means to promise to do bad things, to punish, which is called in Arabic va'id, Kareem can forget it. He, like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has promised us that if you do these good things, I am going to give you reward. He also has warned us that if you do these bad things, I am going to punish you. He will certainly keep his promise in rewarding, but we have great hope that he will not keep his warning. He will forget, inshallah, the punishment, inshallah, because he's Kareem. So, Al-Kareem, Iza wa'ada wafa, wa Iza tawa'ada afa. Okay? So when he promises to do good thing for you, he keeps it. But when he says that if you do this, I'm going to punish you, he will forgive. Okay? In another hadith, Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam said, "Min al-karam al-wafa'u bi-dhimam." a requirement of karam, of honorable personality, is to keep your promises and the treaties that you have signed. Another hadith says, al-mubadaratu ila al-afw min akhlaq al-kiram. Al-mubadaratu ila al-intiqam min shiyam al-li'am. Those who are honorable, they are fast and quick in forgiving and pardoning. Those who are mean, those who have no honor, no great personality, they are always thinking of revenge. They want to retaliate. They want to revenge. But Karim is trying to forget. Another sign of those who have great and honorable personality is they don't tell lies. Telling lies is a sign of meanness, a sign of being empty from honor and esteem and respect. For example, Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam said, Al-kidhbu wal-khiyana laysa min akhlaq al-kiram. Telling lies and betraying are not some of the characteristics of honorable people. An honorable person is impossible to tell lies. Why he should tell lies? Why he should betray? In a hadith which is attributed to Imam Hussein alayhi salam, he says, As-sidqu 'izzun. Telling truth, or more than telling truth, truthfulness, sidq sometimes means more than telling the truth, is a quality. Truthfulness is 'izz, is dignity. You remember we talked about 'izz in the first two sessions. Wal-kizbu 'ajzun. Those who tell lies, this is the sign of incompetence, the sign of being not able to manage their life. Those who are weak, they have to do mischief in order to get where they want to get. But if you are capable, you know, for example, like a speaker, if you have knowledge, if you have studied, you don't need to tell lies to people. There are so many good things and correct things to say to people. But if you have not studied, so you have to fabricate things. You have to fabricate stories, hadiths, and tell people. The same is with social life. If someone has skills and knows how to deal with issues, he doesn't need to tell lies. Those who are weak or those who are, you know, greedy, they tell lies. Otherwise, their life cannot go on. Al-kizbu ajzun. To tell lies is a sign of failure. It's a sign of incompetence. And we have other hadiths about kizb being a sign of not having honorable personality. Another thing is that a person who is honorable is modest in the sense of observing chastity, iffah. An honorable person would not have easily relation with people outside marriage. Those who do adultery, fornication, this is that they don't have honorable personality. Hadith says, Ma zana ghayurun qattu. A person who has honor and has respect for himself and his own family. He would not do fornication with any woman or with any man, if it is a woman with a man. A person who has respect, who has honor for himself, for his family, for his wife, his daughters, his sisters. He would not do this with someone else's daughter or sister. It's a very bad thing to do this thing. Or we have another hadith. قدر الرجل على قدر همته. If you want to understand, if you want to measure how great is someone, look at his ambitions. If a person is very ambitious in the sense that he wants success, he wants closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he wants to be among the best people, this is a great person. But if his hemma is just few pounds, few meters house, a car, so this person is a very little person. Look at his ambition. Does he want to be with Salman and Abu Zar, or he wants to be with the people who have, you know, few notes in their account? What is his ambition? قدر الرجل على قدر همته. Okay? وَشَّجَاعَتُهُ عَلَىٰ قَدْرِ مُرُوَأَتِهِ. And his bravery is proportionate to his مُرُوَأَة, means to observe the manners and the etiquettes of being a noble person. Like we say, فَتُوَّة, like جَوَانْ مَرْدِي. وَإِفَّتُهُ عَلَىٰ قَدْرِ غَيْرَتِهِ. Everyone's chastity, modesty, is proportionate to the way he respects and expects others to respect his wife, respect his daughter's respect, his sister's respect, his mother respect. If someone is ghayur, if he has that kind of protective jealousy, you know, ghayra is very difficult term to translate in English, and we have had discussion with, you know, some people how we can translate ghayra in English. So my suggestion was, this is some time back, my suggestion was maybe we can say protective jealousy. Means it's a kind of jealousy which is for protection. Because if you say just jealousy, it's not looking good. So it's a kind of, you know, ghayra, it's at some time you want to protect and not let other people have bad relation, bad, I don't know, dealing, treatment of your family. This is ghayra. Or can be with respect to other things. For example, we should have ghayra with respect to our religion. We don't want other people to insult our religion. We have to have ghayra with respect to our community. So a person who has ghayra, he also would be observing iffah, modesty and chastity. This is very important. Another characteristic of those who are kareem is they are very soft, kind in their akhlaq, in their behavior. This is very important. A person who is kareem, it's very easy to deal with them. They don't get angry quickly. They are not harsh. They are not hard-hearted. They are very easygoing. They have principles. They are very strict with their principles. But when it comes to small things, they are very easy. Like Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Muhammad. Allah says, as you know, فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ. Because of receiving mercy from Allah, you have become soft. Rasulullah was very soft. لَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَالْبِ لَنْفَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. If you were harsh and hard-hearted, they would have left you. They would have scattered around and left you alone. Rasulullah was very soft. Inshallah, maybe sometime we have to mention this. We had it sometime back, but we have always to remember. Very kind, very soft. Even he was playing with children. This softness, along with having your principles, having your strengths in your faith, these along with each other give you an honorable personality. But if you are very harsh and make everyone unhappy and angry, boycott them, isolate them, reject them, then you will remain alone. Even your children, your wife, your husband will not remain with you, let alone other people. You end up with being alone. And if you have no principle and just you want to please everyone without having your principles, again, you will not achieve anything because you cannot please everyone. People should know that there are few things that you are very careful about them, but when it comes to small things, minor things, you are very flexible. We shouldn't do it the opposite. You know, sometimes I mention this story that Ayatollah Mutahhari mentions. He says, when they were just starting to import tomato in Iran, there were some people who were resistant. You know, tomato is what we call goje farangi. Means it's coming from west, coming from outside. So it was like bringing a kind of foreign element which is invading our country. So some people were very resistant. So once a man who was very strict with his family about using tomato, so that his son came home and secretly carried something, but he didn't want to show. He went to his room, so he was suspicious, and he went after him and found that he has brought some tomatoes home. He got very angry. He said, "You didn't say your prayer, I kept silent. You didn't fast, I kept silent, but now you are bringing tomato. Today I cannot keep silent. This is the end of my tolerance." Okay, this type of personality for sure cannot, you know, be a father who can put his family into right direction. You have to understand what is the most important thing and stress on it. And there are many things that then you have to overlook. If for every little small mistake that your child or your wife or husband or friend do, if for every little mistake you want to correct them and you want to discipline them, they will rebel. You have to forget small things. Look at this beautiful hadith. This is my last hadith. This hadith is very beautiful. It says, Amirul Mu'mineen alayhi salam, Al-Karim Yataghafal. You know Yataghafal? Ghafla means heedlessness. Ghafla is a bad thing. Normally speaking, ghafla, we have to be alert. Yeah, we have to be awake and alert. Taghaful is you are alert, but you pretend that you didn't notice. Taghaful, okay? Like tajahul. Tajahul is you know, But you pretend that you don't know. Al-Karim yataghafal means sometimes shows that I didn't notice. Okay? وَيَنْخَدِعْ يَنْخَدِعْ What does it mean? It means Karim, someone, is someone that lets people to deceive him. In what sense? In the sense that they think, for example, your child comes, you know, and tells you something. You know that he's telling lie. But you don't say you are a liar. Because if you say you are a liar, then he may accept that he is a liar. But you know he's a liar, but you say, I am sure you are never telling me a lie. So I trust you. I listen to what you say. Okay? If you say, no, I know you are a liar, then that's destructive. Al-Karim yataghafal wa yankhadi'. Sometimes show that I didn't notice and let people deceive him. You know, one of ulama, he had very good memory and he used to distribute shahriye for talabe in Qom. So, because he had very good memory, he used to give shahriye and then later write down. Nowadays, either they give, you know, the money to your account or they have, you know, books and they record. But he had it in mind. So once a talib went to him and said, my wife has delivered a baby. Please, you know, give us something extra. So he gave him something extra. Then next month, again, he went to him and he thought he doesn't remember. He said, Allah has given us a baby. Please give us extra. So he gave him the money, but then whispered to him, he said, you must appreciate your wife because every month he is bringing a new baby. So he gave him the money as if he doesn't, just he made a joke with him. So if he was a harsh person, he said, I gave you last month, and now because you said this, I am going to remove your name from the list. But he knew that this person is in need of money, and he didn't tell lie because he has really a baby, but he's just mentioning this twice. So Karim is the one who is easygoing with people as much as possible. Sometimes there are principles we cannot compromise, but when it comes to being patient with people, you have to be as much as possible patient and forgiving. Inshallah, we continue this discussion tomorrow. Wa akhiru da'wan alhamdulillah rabbil alamin.